Welcome to Happy Hour. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Sean Campbell, your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Lots to get to today, including an interesting proposal for how to quote-unquote fix college football and basketball from probably the last person that should ever be asked for advice on that, but is giving it anyway. But it's actually not bad advice, so we'll get to that in a little bit. Apparently, leading off things, I guess, the Lions offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson, of course, he's coming back. And now there's reports coming out that apparently he doesn't interview the greatest. He is apparently turned off by Commanders ownership, considering them basketball guys who are perhaps too confident in their football opinions, according to ESPN. In turn, the same report stated that Johnson didn't do well in the interview. Which, well, that seems to line up. People who think they know more about their sport than they do, telling other people, oh, they're not that good at their jobs. It's just, to me, rather interesting just how much of almost like a smear campaign it seems like has come out about Johnson ever since the Washington interview went sideways. First, you had him coming out and saying that, oh, he wanted way too much money. Now it's, oh, he didn't interview well. It just sounds like really the Commanders are perhaps a bit butthurt that they didn't get the guy they wanted, so now they're just going to trash his name up and down everywhere in the media because they're not happy with the outcome. I'm just happy that it keeps him here for at least the foreseeable future. Quite frankly, I'm fine if it tanks his future coaching prospects for at least a couple years, if it gives us a chance to go back and run it back to the NFC title game next year. A lot of stuff to do today. Stick around. It is Happy Hour at your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Stereo MCs at your local alternative, Solid State Radio. What's going on? It's Happy Hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell. Are we really going here, Adam?
Yes, Sean, we are.
Because, I mean, this just did kind of break within, like, the last, within the last hours, right as we were hitting 3 o'clock, basically,
yeah.
That apparently, you can now be held responsible if your kid goes psycho and shoots up a school.
Good. Should have been that way the whole time.
Right? I agree. I am not at all... I don't see the issue here. The only disappointment really is that the death penalty is not legal in this state.
If they
probably the whole family, yeah. the family that all is involved in a high school shooting together should all fry together. Quite frankly, and I'm normally very much not anti death penalty and things of that nature. In this case, I think it'd be justified.
Michigan would be the first one to implement not the electric chair but the electric sofa.
At the very least, can we like get forced sterilization of these people so they don't reproduce anymore? And give birth to another murderer? Like, that would be fantastic.
Well, I don't know how long she's going to be in jail, but she's not going to be reproducing anytime soon.
One can only hope. Like, they haven't laid down, I don't believe, the official sentence yet.
No, that's going to be they're going to wait a little bit on that, I'm sure. Because I'm sure there's going to be appeals and everything else. Listen, if a kid shoots up a school, in a lot of situations, a lot of times the parents... They don't have anything to do with it. The kid just goes psycho, gets a hold of a gun that's legally owned by the parents. But if it's not properly stored, or if they get a psycho kid a gun,
there's the key.
In this situation, they knew how he was, and they still got him a gun.
Yeah, you knew your kid had mental issues. You know you'd already had discussions with the school. So what are we gonna do? Let's buy the kid a gun. Yeah, effing brilliant.
They wanted to be. I know exactly what's going on. They wanted to be his friend. They wanted to. He'll be upset if we don't get him a gun.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life, man. And I've heard a lot of stupid things on this show.
It's true. Some parents they want to be the friend, or they at the very least they just want peace. So okay, let's give him what he wants. Maybe what does a kid like that need a handgun for?
He doesn't. He doesn't for any reason. Like, that you just, you can just have it and just do whatever you want with it, whatever. Like, it's even though we know that you're, kind of wacko in the head, like, that seems like a brilliant idea to me.
I mean, I think this sets it up to, I don't know if it's going to cure school shootings, but it's definitely going to curb it because people are like, you mean I can go to jail because what this little head does? I need to like make sure my gun's locked up. I need to make sure if I know he's left the house with a gun, he's on his way to school, I should let somebody know. I should probably give somebody a heads up.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, if you know that you're going to jail because your crotch goblin went and shot up a school, I think that's going to make a lot of people take a lot more precautions that they probably should have been taking all along.
Sure. Sure. I mean, I go through much more of an extreme thing. I think people should walk around with T-shirts that say, if your kid kills my kid, I'm killing you. I mean, that's vigilantism at its most extreme. But I tell you what, if this was a thing, if somebody shoots up a school, a mall, a church, or a movie theater, something like that, and they know that their mom could get, you know, assassinated, maybe they would back off a little bit. I mean, is it extreme? Oh, yeah, that's extreme, but something's got to happen. There were more school shootings last year than NFL regular season games.
Right. How are we letting this many children get access to weapons? Like, that don't sit right with me, or, and quite frankly, shouldn't with anybody.
My cousin, I might have told this on the air, the day of that Oxford shooting, he came out of the boys' bathroom. She was in the girls' bathroom at the very same time. My cousin could have gotten killed.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's sad. I'm glad justice has been done, because he's never going to see the light of day.
One can only hope. Did he get life without possibility of parole?
He is donezo. He's going to be somebody's boyfriend for many, many years.
Good. Quite frankly, the parents should be locked up for enabling his nonsense.
Yes. Yeah, I haven't heard about him. Well, she's guilty, but I'm sure
he hasn't had his trial yet, because like they insisted on separating the two of them. I think the two parents wanted theirs, and you kind of knew from the jump that they were going to be going after the parents here, because you'll remember right when all this broke out, like the parents basically fled. They ran away.
Yes, they did.
They caught him somewhere down like an Eastern Market in Detroit, like in this artist residence or whatever.
Yep.
Because they just we got to get out of here. Like they
nothing
know
says innocent like running away.
Yeah, exactly. They know damn well how guilty they are, and quite frankly, there's not a sentence strong enough for either one of them for their part in all of this.
Nope. So they're gonna go to jail for a long, long time, maybe for the rest of their natural lives, and hopefully, let's learn some lessons from this. But also, and somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but did the school have a heads up? They had this kid in the office.
He was in the office that day, and they said, we're just going to let him go back to class, and no one thought to search his backpack to see if maybe he had a weapon in there, especially because the parents knew, oh, yeah, we did buy him that gun. Yeah, there's probably multiple people in Oxford schools that should be going to jail as well.
I mean, they got texts from the mother texting Ethan Crombley, don't do it, please don't do it. So, I mean, they should have told. I think they were in the office, too, at one point with him.
They were all in the office with him, the parents and everybody, that morning. And how do they not send the kid home at that point? I don't understand.
I mean, at some point, you'd be like, he has an un-gay in his ag bay.
Like, something.
Gun in his back.
Yeah, how do you not? Like, everybody failed.
They're garbage human beings, and they're going to rot in jail. But yeah, some people in the Oxford School District, they need to be questioned, and I'm sure they already are.
I believe there is currently a lawsuit going against Oxford Schools and several of the actual specific people involved for this, as well there should be.
Good.
Because there's no defense for any of it.
Exactly. I mean,
like, every single person involved in this seemingly failed those kids that day.
What is? I mean, some school districts, you hear the news stories all the time. It's a lot of people say, "Oh, this is ridiculous." Some kids were playing cops and robbers out in the playground and was pretending to shoot each other, and they all got suspended. That's absolutely terrible. But yet, this kid's like, "Yeah, I kind of want to shoot up the class." Well, you go straight to class, Mister. Okay, go ahead and stop by the bathroom if you need to, but then go straight to class. What kind of double standard are we living in here?
Yeah, it's so weird that we hear about those things, and then when it's actually something serious, like, everyone just looks the other way like nothing happened.
Right. I don't know.
That's where I have a problem with it, honestly.
I don't know if there's room on this soapbox for both of us, but we're making it work.
No, certainly there is not. Oh, here is Revivalist. Your local alternative is Solid State Radio. Rival Sons at your local alternative, Solid State Radio. It is happy hour. He's Adam Harahawk. I'm Sean Cantwell. And this is one of those things where I agree with the sentiment, But I know a lot of people are going to shoot the messenger for this one because the guy is not exactly trustworthy in like any way, shape, or form, is not exactly a good character guy. But I think, quite frankly, here he makes a pretty solid point about the current state of college basketball and football. So, Rick Pitino, he's been a coach for years in the college basketball world. He's won himself a couple titles, been to many, many Final Fours. He had quite the run with Louisville over the years. He's also had a lot of things that have kind of come up bad with his programs over the years. There was a little bit of some not great things that he has done. But in this case, he is absolutely right about something. And that is that college basketball needs to do something with the recent influx of all the name, image, likeness, money, and everything else. And the way the everything, really, the conferences kind of are being upended by this. Like, conferences are being entirely destroyed. Like, you're basically, you're moving towards a world where it's basically going to be the Big Ten, the SEC, as two divisions of the one conference that will ultimately matter in this sport. And something has to be done to at least protect the quote-unquote integrity of the game. And again, I know, Rick Pitino's an odd man to talk about integrity with, you know, basketball teams of his ending up in prostitution scandals. But in this case, he's not wrong. So, on Monday, it was ruled that men's basketball players at Dartmouth, who had petitioned to be recognized by a local union, are employees of the school, a ruling that could allow NCAA athletes to unionize and negotiate work conditions, among other aspects of their employment. Pitino tweeted Tuesday that the major conferences in college basketball should join forces and create a salary cap of up to $2 million. He didn't specify if that number would include NIL payments or funding directly from schools. Presumably, funding probably should just come directly from the schools, and the whole NIL thing should be, I'd argue, taken out of it entirely, but we'll put a pin in that for the moment. So he tweets out, quote, "For basketball, have the Power Five and Big East Conference commissioners get together and create a salary cap between 1.5 and 2 mil. All contracts delivered to the league and school offices. While Pitino didn't suggest that the major conferences should split from the other schools, he said the cap should be different for those leagues. All other conferences establish their own salary cap. I would never exclude anyone from the NCAA tourney. Obviously, football is a different sport entirely, and some of their talent makes more than NFL players. More solutions to follow in the coming days." I'm starting to think you almost really kind of need to, you need to do something. There are probably three things you could do right now that would fix a lot of this. And those are actual contracts. Because right now, the transfer portal is absolutely kind of, you can make the argument that it's kind of cheapening the game in a lot of ways. Like, a kid can just up and leave after a season, go to another school at any point in time just for the hell of it. There has to be some sort of, there has to be something done there to address that. And my proposal at that point would be a contract. Like, I think Mike Gundy had suggested this years ago. However long you and the university agree to, whatever your contract is going to be, whether that's 1, 2, 3, or 4 years, they can't cut you before then. You can't transfer before then. Like, the contract is the contract, period, full stop. That would cut down on a lot. It's like, if you're signing a kid who only agreed to a one-year deal, then, well, that's just business. Either you want this kid bad enough to get that one-and-done title, or you move on. But there's no ambiguities about it. Because right now, yeah, you can take NIL deals, and then a kid just decides, oh, yeah, I've got all this money. Well, see you later, suckers. I'm going to a different school now. And it shouldn't necessarily be that way. Like, make it more like a free agency where, okay, you're agreeing to me right now that you're gonna be committed to this school for the next 3 years. If you get injured, well, I guess that's on us for extending the deal. If you want to leave, if someone comes along with a better offer, sucks to be you. Like, it should just be that set in stone at this point. And you can talk about, you can make the argument whether or not that the money to fund the salary cap part of it, which I am fine with. And not in the sense where, like, the NFL salary cap isn't a real salary cap. MLB's luxury tax is not a real salary cap. Just a straight, no weird mid-level exemptions and things like the NBA has, just straight up. This is the money that you have. Spend it on your roster however you want to. You know, however much money you want to put, like, for college, it would football would probably have to be like more like a 10 mil or more thing. Like, if you want to allocate 90% of that money towards your QB, fine, but then everyone else is going to be playing for next to nothing, or you probably would have to, I imagine, set a floor of some sort for like a minimum that you could pay players. Maybe that sort of thing could... Because I feel like you can't just like, oh, well, I guess we're paying our QB everything and the rest of you are going to get absolutely nothing other than your scholarship and, well, sucks to be you. Huh. Don't know what to tell you. Like, there would probably have to be that consideration put into place too. But whatever it is, it's a hard cap. You can't go a dollar above that, period, full stop. There is no way around this. And then the third thing would have to be actual punishments for if you break the rules or whatever, then okay, you're immediately banned for like 2 years from postseason contention. You want to F around Bama? You're not gonna be playing for a natty next year then, or the year after. F around, find out. Real actual consequences with teeth. Those three things in combination are probably really the only way you fix this. It's probably the only way you can really get a handle on this and turn this from being, you know, the haves and the have-nots again and somehow worse so than it already was. And there's a strong argument to be made that what you probably should do is take a slice of that TV revenue, put that aside for the purposes of salary caps and whatnot, and just kind of like end the NIL thing. Like, not that you can't sell your name, image, likeness, whatever, but end those deals, because right now it's very much putting the onus on fans and boosters. Like, if we can't get the players we want, it's all your fault as a fan because you're not ponying up enough money. And that shouldn't be the case. Those programs make so much money off of these programs. They make so much money off of these games and these teams and whatnot. We shouldn't be like having to go to the boosters or to the fans and make them pony up. You're bringing in enough money. You can spare 10 mil, 2 mil, whatever it is. Whatever the salary cap ends up being, and it probably is on a sport-by-sport basis, like it's naturally going to be less for basketball because you have less people on the team and whatnot, where you're talking like 85 kids on a college football team. I think that's the only way you fix it. And I think in this case, Coach Pitino's absolutely right. Shouldn't be able to just spend ungodly sums forever on players. Like, the playing field should be somewhat level, and the NIL thing, I think, ultimately was just an attempt to skirt around the fact that these colleges are making buku bucks off these players and should be required to compensate them in some way, but there has to be a way to address it and do it that is actually somewhat equitable and doesn't squeeze the smaller major conference schools out of things entirely, because any team's boosters can just keep buying their players forever. But it gets you into a worse spot. But that's what has to happen. Actual contracts that can actually be enforced by both sides, and that you know exactly up front how much time you're committing for. If you want to bet on yourself, that's fine, but you're going to have to suffer the consequences of that later. If you want to lock up a guy for 4 years, that's fine, but again, you'll have to suffer the consequences if it goes sideways. That... salary cap and actual enforcement, actual punishment, which obviously the NCAA doesn't want to do because then they might have to go after the teams they think are, you know, they'll have to go after Obama if they break the rules, and they don't want to do that. They'd rather put the screws to some small school that does the same thing. I think it's the only sensible way to go about this, which is probably exactly why it won't happen. Here's Bad Omens at Solid State Radio. Hosier at your local alternative, Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is happy hour. He's Adam Harahawk. I'm Sean Cantwell. And you're about to make me feel exceedingly old, aren't you? You've become very good at this these days.
Well, I mean, just remember, no matter how old I make you feel, I am like 16 years older than that. So, Gen Z is taking a swipe at millennials. Says, you're old if you carry a wallet.
What?
Yep, according to the New York Post, it's a total fashionable don't carry in... Carrying cash, identification, and debit cards in a billfold has become akin to carrying around old butterscotch candies at the bottom of your purse.
Okay, dumb question. How do you carry about your money? Just in a random, just wad in your pocket? Like, what do you do?
Gen Z uses their phone as their wallet. So they have all their money and their IDs in their digital wallets.
Okay, because that's what I really want to do, get an even bigger phone case for to hold all my stuff.
That way, if you lose your phone, you lose everything. Good job.
Yeah, seems like a brilliant idea.
Yep, I mean, somebody, a generally mystified millennial says, how do you have your ID in your digital wallet? Is this a thing? Did I miss a memo? And nobody, you go to a club, you can't show on your phone, here's me. Here's a picture of me.
Wait, so they're not even talking in the literal sense? Like
they're digital.
Okay, so now I guess you're going to have to explain this to me. Like, so are just so I... Because you're exploding my head right now with how just dumb all of this is. No one's accepting a picture of your ID as your actual ID. That's not a thing.
No.
I am a bartender. I work in the service industry. I am an alcoholic. I go to a lot of bars. That is not a thing that passes muster literally anywhere.
Nope.
Anyone who's ever taken a serving, any sort of done a serving job or taken a tip, stamps, whatever, like that, a picture of someone's ID is not an acceptable form of ID.
Nope. The baby bumping. Let me see. Gen Z uses their phone as their wallet. She continued. Let me see. This is from Liz June, an expectant Miami mother in her 30s on TikTok. Maybe she's got it wrong, because this doesn't make sense at all. Gen Z uses their phone as their wallet, so they have their money and their IDs and their digital wallets. The, which has 168,000 views. How do you have your ID in your digital wallet? Is this something, did I miss something? Yeah,
yeah, that's what I'm missing, too. Like, you're going to need to clarify this for me.
Yeah, yes, you did. Joining the pantheon of Gen Z sanctioned hot-turned-not commodities are wallets. The once stylishly acceptable accessory is now going by the way of the leggings, ankle cut socks, blah blah blah.
Accessory,
it's
something that sits in your effing pocket.
Yep, a February 2024 report on the increasing popularity of the virtual carry-all via payments PYMNTS and online payments and commerce hub and Amazon Web Services found that 79% of Gen Z consumers use digital wallets.
Like, I'm sorry, I don't like, I'm already weird enough about, like, I'll pay certain things online with my phone. I don't want my debit card itself to be on my phone.
Right.
Because God forbid, A, I lose it, or something gets hacked into or whatever. Like, I've been fortunate enough that this hasn't happened to me, but I'm also, you know, not the person that clicks on the, hey, you're the 1 millionth visitor to this website.
Hey,
post.
One day it's going to work for me.
No, it's not.
Digital wallets such as Apple Pay, Google Pay, and PayPal provide convenient and secure ways to complete online purchases. These wallets remove the cumbersome process of entering credit.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't want Google or Apple having my wallet. Like, that's just not happening. It's bad enough that I have to actually pay for things. Actually, I don't even really pay for anything on the Google Play Store, come to think of it, so I don't even go that route. No, I don't.
Some
I don't
Gen
want.
Gen Zer says, "Stuff it in your skinny jeans, millennial."
I mean, on one hand, like I know a lot of people, and I don't understand why this became a thing. The putting your wallet in your back pocket, where you know people can just up and take it. Like that's funny. When we went to New Orleans last year, like the first thing people was like, make sure you don't put your your wallet in your back pocket. Who does that? No one does this.
A lot of people do. I used to, but
it's for one, it's uncomfortable to sit on the damn thing.
It will mess up your back.
And makes it easy for people to gank your stuff. Why would you ever put your wallet in your back pocket? You're just a moron for doing that.
That's what I did for years. But yeah, I had back spasms, and my doctor was like, "Well, where do you keep your wallet? Oh, you don't want to do that. You want to keep it in your front." So ever since then, for the last couple of years, keep it in my front pocket. In case you ever want to pickpocket me, it's in the right pocket. Make sure you fish around in there. You find something else.
Right. Like that to me is just stupid enough in itself that people actually do that, and I don't get it.
The whole money thing, I get. But I'm scrolling through. I want them to explain to me how you have your ID in there. If you get pulled over by the police,
they're not going to accept a picture of your ID.
Yeah, here's my... step out of the car, stupid. I mean, sir.
And I'm sorry. I still like to keep... And I do at least keep some money on me as a
very good idea.
For one, I work in the service industry. So, yeah, of course I'm going to have money on me. Enough of the time. And second, there are some places that you're not going to believe this, kids, that don't accept credit cards still in the year 2024. It's a thing.
Yeah.
There are bars I go to in downtown Detroit that don't take credit cards.
Right.
Like that are cash only. Been to some that are the opposite way. When we went to the Wings game, everything was cashless.
I forgot about that. I mean, that is so. I don't like the idea of only cards or only cash. Can I choose as a consumer? Can I make that choice? Why is everybody taking my choices away, Sean? What happened to my America?
Because, I mean, sometimes I don't really want to put more money. Like, I like to keep my money necessarily separate. I might be trying to not spend a bunch of money on my debit card. Like, okay, if I go out with this much money, I know that's how much I have
to spend. Exactly. When I, you know, when it's like St. Patty's Day or something, I'll have cash on me because I know this is what I have. There's no surprises.
Exactly. Like, there's not going to be, oh my God, I don't
have the money. How much did I spend? Or it bounces.
Exactly. Like, I feel like that is absolutely a thing. But, I mean, again, some Gen Zs are just used to, well, we already don't have any money. What do we care if we spend ourselves into debt? Which, fair point, kids, but
still. I had
still.
My credit card declined twice, like 10, 15 years apart, both in Fort Lauderdale. Or actually just Florida. First one was in Lido Key, but yeah, completely misjudged things. And that's not something that you really want to endure, kids.
Yeah, that's
bring
the
cash
other,
with you.
That's the other thing. I just don't want to have to suffer the embarrassment of having my card declined anywhere. So
yeah,
always have the cash on me just in case.
Exactly.
Like how are you carrying the cash? Because it's like sometimes you do run in those places. Like one of my favorite bars in Southwest Detroit. They've never accepted credit cards, still don't, and probably never will because they just make it so ridiculous.
Fees. It's simple. How many times do you hear of people losing their phones? All the time. I'd never lose my phone, and I lost it the other day. I left it over the studio, went home, and was like, damn it. I can't believe I left my phone at the studio.
Now imagine that also having access to all of your money on it.
Yeah.
And realize just how screwed you are in that moment.
And yeah. Exactly. You want to make sure you have some cash on that. I mean, if you have your phone and it's locked up digitally, you know, that's one thing. But keep money on yourself because you're going to lose your phone and then you're going to lose everything. You're going to be penniless.
Yeah, then your entire life is just gone and someone's on your phone draining your bank account right now. That's all you need.
Well, not if you put a PIN in there. There's no way that could be hacked.
Oh, no. Yeah, PIN numbers can never be hacked. That series of four numbers is completely unbreakable ever, and no one will ever figure it out.
Right.
Especially because you set yours as 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, that's right.
It's happy hour at Solid State Radio.
No,
STP, your local alternative is Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is happy hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell.
Hi. Got to give you the old Gator Grant. Hi.
Yeah. It's funny. He thinks that's so, like... Oh, it's warm and inviting. No, it's creepy, dude.
It's his trademark.
It's his trademark, but it's the way he tries to sell it as not being creepy that actually makes it creepier.
I don't think he cares.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Guess that's an us problem more than a him one, I guess.
They had another show open for discussion.
Oh, my God.
I know.
First, well, we're on a solid ground of one a month now.
Nice.
There we go. Look at him go.
Maybe, good for him.
Maybe they'll actually get to 15 before the end of the year. Crazy.
Jeez.
Shouldn't bust their balls as much as we do, but we do anyway.
They bust enough balls. It's a fun little. We need to have a rivalry with a whole nother show, with a whole nother network, but we don't. We just keep things in house.
I know. Why are we wasting our time going at it against like Goat and Gator or Woody in the morning or, well, not Schwabo, because nobody doesn't like Schwabo. You can't pick. Well, I mean, I do still pick on the guy, but
we can pick on people we like. We like everybody else on the station, but you know, just. Yeah, we worry about each other.
We need to declare war on an outside source. Quick, find me another alternative station in this state. Oh, wait.
Well, Vehicle City Sound's back doing some local music, so maybe we can take a few swipes at them. In good nature, of course.
Yeah, but it's more fun when it's not in good nature. Can't we just go after I-92 or something?
No, but we can go after Z93, KQZ. I've done that. They dedicate some time to local, and it's us punching up. We're not punching down.
Adam, there's not much to punch down from where we're at. Punching down to us at this point is like punching at a homeless dude with sitting in a box on a corner is punching up from here.
Wait a minute, he's got a box. How do you do that? Well, look at Mr. Hoity Toity over here. Look at you with your refrigerator box.
still better off than us here.
Yeah, you've got a lid that closes it? Jeez, well, all right, Rockefeller.
Right? He's got freaking Trump Tower going on over here compared to Solid State.
Look at you with your shopping cart with all four wheels working.
Oh, you don't even have the one janky wheel going. So,
somebody takes good care of their possessions, huh?
Clearly. Here's the Castlight Anthem at Solid State Radio. Bullshit, your local alternative Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is happy hour. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Sean Cantwell. What do you say we do an early week edition of Sean and Adam's Unsolicited Advice?
Oh, it's a little early, but I'll allow it. I'm feeling extra judgy.
Well, that's good, because I need some extra judgment today.
Okay.
Of course, this is where real people with real problems send real questions to real advice columnists and people who are actually qualified to do this crap for a living. Unfortunately for them, we get our hands on, we intercept, and you know, sometimes we give good advice even. Sometimes we also ruin a life or two, but that's showbiz, baby. Let's get into this. Dear, oh God, not them again.
Yes.
I'm a child-free woman whose social circle includes close friends and family members who are parents. I love my nieces and nephews and enjoy spending quality time with them at their homes or at gatherings where everyone mingles. I text with them and buy them thoughtful, generous gifts for birthdays and holidays.
Cool.
One thing I don't want to do, go to their sporting events. They're often more than an hour away and out in the cold or heat depending on the season. Back when I was a kid playing sports, even my own parents rarely came to my games. I truly didn't care as this was more normal back then. When I'm asked, I always have an excuse handy, but it's getting to the point where I politely decline these invitations from each parent such a dozen times. People are starting to respond with, wow, you're the busiest person I know. Sometimes the only thing I'm doing is relaxing at home with my partner and pets after a stressful work week. The truth, which I feel like I can't say, is I just don't want to go. This just doesn't seem to be a valid reason to not do something these days. I'm working on establishing better boundaries, but do you have any suggestions on how to put these well-meaning folks off more permanently?
Oh, yeah, this is simple. You let's say the niece is Tabitha. Let's just call her Tabitha. Tabitha, yeah, you know what? I would love to go to your softball game, but you remember your mom and dad posting highlight videos of you playing soft? I just can't bring myself to watching that garbage. You know that pop fly that anybody could have grabbed. You let it drop. You can't bat. You can't run. You can't field. I mean, why would I come out there? Huh? You got to put a better product on the field. Have a better spring training. Maybe next summer. I don't know, champ.
Just sit there breaking down their plays like you're John Madden. You see, the problem here is.
Yeah, exactly. Just start bringing up. Hey, Jonathan. Yeah, I went to your soccer game. You see this? Let's count how many times that ball is taken away from you. That's one, two. Three and four. I mean, I don't know how that happened, but good job, bad job, I guess. 7, 8, not 12. You hear your dad yelling in the background? Yeah, he's half in the bag. I just can't really deal with that kind of. You don't want me there, kids. You don't want me there. Trust me, because I will heckle you mercifully.
I will mercifully heckle you. I don't think that's how that works.
Yeah, I'm gonna ruin your day. I really am. I'm gonna ruin your sports career. You don't want me there. I'll be dragged away, and
I'll ruin your sports career. Like I'll ruin Adam's radio career by pointing out the six different ways you mispronounced that word.
Oh, there was all of them. I hit all of them. I think I hit every syllable. I'll have to go home and practice that one. Hack it that way, because you've tried everything else other than just saying, I don't want to go. Just say, I don't want to go because your kids are trash. I buy them gifts. I see them on holidays.
Isn't that enough?
Isn't that enough? Why do I have to enroll in the entire kid experience? Notice I don't have any kids? Have you noticed that I don't have any kids? It's because of stuff like that. I'm freezing or roasting my tail off for your kids' pretty crappy play. I mean, let's call a spade a spade.
Right. I mean, this is a hard one because, like, I don't know. So you're a parent of sorts.
Yes.
You're also a parent that is smart enough to never ask me to attend any of your child's sports activities if your kids were actually the kind of kids who played sports.
No, that's, I mean, you're also not blood related. I'd probably ask Nate, but if Nate said, if Nate just said, nah, I don't really, okay, that's fine. We'll send the videos of him crying. Yeah. Uncle Nate's not here, buddy. Yeah.
He doesn't love you. Uncle Nate thinks you suck. That's why he's not here today.
Uncle Nate says you can't field the ball. You couldn't field a beach ball, much less than a baseball. So, I'm sorry, buddy. I guess you're just going to have to try harder, huh? No, I mean, if somebody doesn't want to go, don't make them go. Don't guilt trip them. Oh, you're really busy. Yeah, they're busy having a life of their own.
That doesn't involve your kids.
Right.
Like, quite frankly, this person, for being child-free and wanting to keep it that way, is far more indulgent of other people's children than most people in that position probably would be. Certainly more so than I would be.
Yes.
Like, I got no interest in going to any of your kids anything, and this is just a preemptive for anyone who might be in my life that listens to this show.
Yep.
If you want to go to my kids' play or sporting event or whatever, just assume the answer is going to be no, and don't ask me.
There's free beer and chicken wings.
Unless they're Sweetwater wings, in which case, okay, maybe
Sweet
I'll...
sponsored by Sweetwater.
Look, if your kid's playing for a Sweetwater travel hockey team or something, then absolutely, let's do this. But other than that, don't care. Not interested.
Face just full of barbecue sauce up to elbows. How's my kid playing? I had no idea. Leave him alone. Wings. Chicken wings.
Couldn't tell you. Couldn't tell you, dude. Wings. You know, I don't know.
Unky Sean, how did I do today?
I don't know. I'm out here.
Pick up these bones, kid. Make yourself useful.
Right. And God forbid, do not ever let your child refer to me as that either.
Like, keep messing around. That's exactly what's going to happen.
The first time they call me that, I immediately will walk into the house and never acknowledge any of your children's existence again. Just know that. Just know that now.
It's going to happen. Just a
well, that's why I
just
don't
frustrate you.
I already don't acknowledge your children, Adam. So that's not really that hard for me.
I know. Kids come over for Halloween. You're like, ding dong, trick or treat, and I don't see anybody. Must be nobody here. Slam the door in their face.
Yeah, this is why I let Rachel handle the kids part of the trick or treating. Also because she actually likes dressing up and passing out candy and all the things, and I just want to be the drunk in the garage who's, like, making the cocktails for everybody.
Just trying to usurp the adults. Hey, you tired of all this? I got some adult beverages in here. Okay. Next thing you know, you just got a bunch of third, fourth, fifth graders standing outside your house waiting for the parents, mommy and daddy, to come stumbling out of the garage.
I'm fine with that. See, Rachel's all about like the magic of Halloween and the innocence of a child or whatever. Even though she also not the biggest kid fan, is never going to have kids.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, she likes all that stuff a lot more than I do. And she's all about like, here, we're gonna we're not going to be able to these kids in the neighborhood. Worse, I just don't care.
Right.
I want the.
No, I get it. I get it.
I want the adults to be on my side. Damn it! Like I'm at least I'm going to win them all over. You know, one super strong beverage at a time.
Dad, we've already been to this place. They just give out Smarties and bottle caps. Get over here. They've got stuff for Daddy in there.
Don't I get to have a little joy in this holiday too? God. It's happy hour at Solid State Radio. Stick around.
That's it. It's over.
Jack Daniels!
It is happy hour at Solid State Radio as we get set to get the hell out of Dodge here on a Tuesday afternoon. But don't worry, a full hour of local regional. Yeah, that too. Stick around. Sessions is next. See you tomorrow at 3.